Good morning, everybody. This is Calvin here with Electronic Editions, home of Electronic News Network. We are here again today live. It is March the 29th, and it is 8:23 a.m. And we are going to be taking news off of our LinkedIn page today, guys. So hopefully you guys are having a great day today. We'll leave links of our social media channels down in the description below so you can follow us on our other social media channels as well. Please, guys, go ahead, like and subscribe to this channel. It really helps us circulate updated tech news and relevant information about tech, privacy updates, software update, tech deals around YouTube as well. So go ahead, smash that like and subscribe button, and definitely do that below. All right. If you guys haven't already too, please check out our podcast channel, Electronic News Network. We're available on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher as well, guys. So we do have lots of people tuning into our podcast network, and, you know, maybe you guys like hearing my voice, you know, in the mornings, you know, before, you know, going to work, while driving at work, or while while going to work out. You guys want to hear updated tech deals, software information, you know, tech company, big tech company news that rolls out that may affect your products and your services as well too, guys. So really great to tune in and check that out too. All right. So without further ado, let's get started with news off of our LinkedIn page today. All right, so we have Black Adam, guys. Dwayne The Rock Johnson DC movie gets new release date, guys. So it looks like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, obviously, if you guys don't know The Rock, you're living literally under a rock. Find out who he is, because I mean, he's amazing, right? So it looks like Black Adam, Warner Brothers' upcoming DCEU Shazam spinoff movie has been given a new release date. So hot off the heels of its Dr. Fate casting announcement, the Dwayne The Rock Johnson star filming has received a new launch date after it was previously removed from Warner's upcoming release date, right? So ahead of filming on the movie startup next month, Warner and Johnson have announced that Black Adam will fly into theaters on July 9th, 2022. So it looks like it's going to be next summer, guys. That's amazing. I really hope it would be this summer. I hope it would be this summer, but I guess it's going to be next summer, guys. Right. So if you're trying to learn more information about this, get some more information about the release date and what's it about, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, we have news on Google. So Google could launch a new Chromecast later this year. Okay, so Google appears to be working on new wireless streaming device, according to listing filed on the FCC website. The listing doesn't give much away about the device besides Bluetooth and Wi-Fi connectivity, but there's at least a few hints about what it could potentially be. Besides the information on those types of connectivity, the FCC listing also highlights that Google's new streaming device will be powered on 3.65V rechargeable battery, likely meaning the device will be portable in nature. So that sounds really good, guys. So I know that Google has the Chromecast, already the original Chromecast, but they're looking to work on a new streaming device. Hopefully, adding new streaming services to this device, and probably obviously it says it's going to make it a lot lighter, you know, and all of this stuff too, right? So if you guys want to learn more about this new Chromecast, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn a little bit more about it there too. All right, so it looks like one final thing of note is that the FCC listing confirms that the device is under short-term confidentiality until September 24th of 2021 this year. So as such, we might see a full reveal and potentially a launch of Google's new wireless streaming device around that time, right? So While it's unclear what Google's new wireless streaming device will be just yet, we think the most likely candidates are new models for either the Google Nest audio speaker or arguably the most likely contender, a follow-up Chromecast device. Okay, so Google also has a track record for announcing and launching devices around September window. Last year, for instance, Google debuted the Chromecast with Google TV streaming device, the latest model in its Nest audio lineup, as well as both the Pixel 5 and Pixel 4a 5G smartphones, right? So we're hoping Google, as of yet, unidentified device is follow-up to last year's Chromecast with Google TV, which impressed us in our review with its 4K HDR and Dolby Atmos support, built-in Google Assistant, and a healthy selection of apps, right? So, but the device did have some drawbacks that can be improved upon with the newer model, like expanding the range of compatible TVs, improving those slow startup times, and potentially adding support for the Google Stadia video game streaming service, right? So, definitely, guys, it looks like this new one may be coming out. It's under short-term confidentiality until September 24, 2021. So we'll probably see this dropping later on this year, right? So I'll definitely guys keep you guys updated on those updates of the new Google Chromecast as well, okay? Moreover, guys, it looks like the Sony TVs are finally catching up with the PS5. It looks like it's been a momentous year for Sony. With that PS5 consoles everybody is talking about being released, right? But when it comes to Sony TVs, it's been something of a different story. And it's surprising that company behind the PS5 hasn't been focused on compatibility across its different product arms. What do I mean by that? So in 2020, new Sony TVs trailed behind the efforts of Samsung and LG to cater to the capabilities and requirements of next-gen consoles like the PS5 and Xbox Series X, specifically support for HDMI 2.1, the cable standard that allows for 4K video pass-through at a mighty 120Hz refresh rate or even 8K resolution video at 60Hz, right? So very, very interesting, guys. It looks like Sony really is catching up with the PS5, and it really should be catching up with the PS5, right? When you're thinking about Sony, that's really an arbitrary statement. Because Sony makes PS5, so why wouldn't they have their devices really be compatible with the PlayStation 5, right? But it looks like other TVs are much better compatibility. But Sony's obviously do have great TVs, of course, compatible with the PS5, but that should have been like water. That's like waking up in the morning and brushing your teeth. I mean, with Sony, when you have that compatibility, that's just like saying, hey, you know, MacBooks are finally compatible with AirPods. Like, come on, they're from the same company. I mean, they make the same product. So, but that's what it is, guys. So if you guys want to learn more about that too, please go ahead, follow us on Google, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. All right. Moreover, guys, it looks like Netflix is planning to launch 40 anime shows in 2021, right? So Netflix announced at Tokyo's Anime Japan 2021 Expo Saturday that it will launch 40 new anime titles in 2021, right? So Bloomberg reported following the success of its Blood of Zeus series last year, right? So the new series to be released this year include an adaptation of the Japanese manga record of Ragnarok, right, set to premiere in June. Yosuke, about an African samurai in feudal era Japan, which will premiere April 29th, and Resident Evil Infinite Darkness, based on the video game franchise, right? So Netflix previously announced its anime series, The Way of the House Husband, also based on a Japanese manga series, will debut April 8th, which is in about a couple weeks, guys, right? Very, very cool, right? So it looks like the Variety notes that the number of anime titles coming to Netflix this year is nearly double the number of anime series and movies it released in 2020, right? So that sounds really, really cool. So definitely let's get ready for these new anime titles. For you anime fans out there, that's going to be very, very amazing, right? And this is a very, very, very interesting topic now, guys. It looks like a top Twitch streamer, right? So a top Twitch streamer has been live for nearly 2 weeks straight. Had to drink water for that one. I mean, that's kind of crazy. So when I read this article, when I first read this article, guys, it immediately reminded me of an episode from iCarly, for you guys that know the show iCarly, where their whole team, they stay up, they're trying to break the Guinness of World Records for the most longest streamed online air show. Unfortunately, that episode they lost, but you know, it reminded me exactly of that. As soon as I read this, I'm like, man, this guy is ridiculous, right? So on Friday, the Twitch streamer Lidwig slept in. He got up around 11 a.m. Pacific time and laid in bed, chatting with more than 30,000 viewers of his stream, right? So he spent a lot of time in that spot lately. In fact, he's broadcast dozens of hours of himself curled up in a bright red race car bed since his streams first started. So, right, so as of this morning, Sunday, March 28th, Ludwig's stream has now been live for nearly 2 weeks straight. So at the time of the article is written, you know, yesterday was March 28th. Today is the 29th. So he has been live for 2 weeks straight, guys. Hasn't stopped the recording. Hasn't went. So straight live, guys. That is crazy. So his stream started around 2 p.m. Pacific time on Sunday, March 14th, according to the New York Times. Right. So the plan was to stream 20 seconds for every new subscription purchase to his channel. Subscriptions are $5 per month, guys. So honestly, guys, if you love this guy, you could watch him curled up in his bed streaming this guy. Some of you guys, I mean, you guys have lots of time on your hands. You guys are able to sit and watch somebody go to sleep, chatting, you know. So it looks like you had more than 30,000 views of his stream, which is crazy. So some of you guys really have lots of time on your hands. Watch this guy. Mazel tov. That is amazing. So if you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you guys can find out more about that. Moreover, guys, it looks like the Bose Frames Tempo review, so the specs to beat, right? So it's still fair to call audio sunglasses a niche category, but with Bose offering several models, Amazon in the game, and counting recent announcements from Razer and J Labs, it's certainly a growing one, right? So there are people out there with who just aren't particularly fond of earbuds, right? So often because they dislike the feeling of silicone tips plugging up in their ears, right? So open style products like the standard AirPods and Galaxy Buds Live are one alternative, right? So, but then you still face the possibility of losing them, right? So if you're running on a trail or out for an intense bike ride, it's not an insignificant risk, right? So you can definitely check out these Bose Frames Tempo. Definitely very, very interesting, right? Imagine you just have glasses on and you're able to just easily listen to music. You don't have to worry about those AirPods falling out. All you just have to worry about is these glasses on your face. And it's pretty easy, right? If you're some people I see do run with sunglasses, especially if there's lots of sun out, they like to have, you know, a good low view. They just keep those glasses on, especially those really, you know, just stay on your face and, you know, don't wiggle around or anything like that. So if you guys want to go and learn more about that too, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. All right. So moreover, we have the Samsung's Tab A7 light leaks with budget looks, right? So images of Samsung's unannounced Tab A7 Lite tablet have leaked, courtesy to Eben Blass on Voice, right? So the images show a decidedly budget-looking device with a single rear camera and no flash. Internally, the tablet is said to be running a model, a modest MediaTek Helio P22T processor paired with 3 GB of RAM and a 5100 milliamp battery, which is a lot of good battery. All right, so the Tab A7 Lite is one of the two Lite tablets Samsung is expected to launch in June, if a February leak with Walking Cat is to be believed. The other is the Galaxy Tab S7 Lite, which features a bigger 12.4-inch screen display compared to 8.7 inches on the A7 Lite, right? So according to Walking Cat, right? So GalaxyClub.nl previously reported the S7 Lite may be available with 5G or Wi-Fi only connectivity, and that it could be powered by Snapdragon 750G processor with a 4 GB RAM. Available colors are said to include pink, green, black, and silver, guys. Very interesting. I like pink color. Very cool. Reminds me pink color, guys. If you guys have followed this guy on YouTube, he works at a grocery store, a convenience store. When people come in to purchase maybe lighters, he always gives them a pink lighter and they get mad, guys. I forget his YouTube name, but definitely check him out. If you guys just type in pink lighter corner store guy on YouTube, you guys would check him out. You guys would see him. He is super funny. I know his name is Aditya and super, super funny. But if anything, guys, if you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. All right. And it looks like this Microsoft Flight Simulator mod features the cargo ship stuck in the Suez Canal. And obviously, you can see from the picture here, it looks like this canal, this cargo ship is really stuck in the Suez Canal, which I don't know how that happens, but things just happen, right? So the massive cargo ship Ever Given has been stuck for nearly a week. Nearly a week, guys, in the Suez Canal, captivating the internet and frustrating the teams responsible for dislodging it and the government's hardest hit by the shutdown of the maritime trade route, right? So the ship and its trademark evergreen lettering painted on the side has become so iconic, right? So in fact, that it's become a destination within Microsoft Flight Simulator. So at least for one virtual pilot who appears to have created a mod that places the grounded vessel within the virtual earth of the game via GeekWire, right? So very, very interesting to see. Right, so if you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn. You guys can click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. That is a very interesting piece of news, though. Moreover, guys, for all you Bostonians fans, all you Boston fans out there, Boston Dynamics unveils Stretch, right? So a new robot designed to move boxes in warehouses, right? So Boston Dynamics is best known for its robot dog Spot, a machine designed to work in range of environments from offshore oil rigs to deep underground mines, right? But in recent years, the company has increasingly focused attention on the logistics space, right? And today is unveiling a new robot with just one application in mind, moving boxes in warehouses, right? So and this is very interesting. This was the day too, guys. I remember having conversations with this with coworkers back at my job. I'm like, my old job, I'm like, man, I know they're going to come out with robots just moving, especially in the warehouses with all this drop shipping going on, with more online business coming out with warehouses, right? You know, they're not going to need humans to move them. Robots are going to be able to do that, right? So it looks like the robot is called Stretch and looks relatively dull for a Boston Dynamics creation. So it's not modeled after humans or animals and instead aims to be as practical as possible, right? So it has square mobile base containing a set of wheels, right? So a perception mast with cameras and other sensors and a huge robotic arm with 7 degrees of freedom and suction paid array on the end that can grab and move boxes up to 23 kilograms, 50 pounds in weight, guys. So imagine no more lifting those boxes, especially 50 pounds. That's definitely some weight. Looks like these robots are able to pick them up, place them specifically where they need to be placed in order, and it doesn't complain, right? It's a robot. It does its thing. So this is very, very interesting, guys. It looks like some companies are using this as well too. I feel like it's going to take just more and more time for obviously some warehouses to adjust, and you know, maybe companies, maybe like Amazon or even Walmart, you have those warehouses. You know, even now you'll see some that do actually have you know, robots that go around and that can automatically scan codes to make sure all the product, you know, placements are in order and everything like that. So this is definitely interesting, guys. If you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. So moreover, guys, on camera news, so obviously you're looking at this wonderful looking camera, nice, sleek, kind of whitish silver camera, looking very, very sleek, guys, right? So it looks like a Joni Ive and Mark Newson designed Leica prototype is headed to auction, right? So you're going to be surprised on the price of this camera. So a rare prototype of Leica camera crafted by former Apple luminary Joni Ive and famed designer Mark Newson is being sold at auction in June. Right, so it looks like this device, which is described as being in B+ condition, has a starting price, guys, of 100,000 euros, which is around $118,000 US dollars, right? So in the Leeds Photographia auction house, it estimates that it sells for between 200,000 euros and 250,000 euros. So that's around 235,000 US dollars and 295,000 US dollars, guys. That is a lot of money for one camera, right? So the prototype was produced during the development of one-off Leica M4 Red camera, which was sold at a charity auction in 2013 for 1.8 million US dollars, right? For one camera, right? So while the final product's design shared a lot of similarities with Apple's cheese grater Mac Pro, this prototype appears to have a smooth reflective finish that looks like an absolute fingerprint magnet, right? So that is crazy, guys. Imagine buying a camera for almost $2 million, $1.8 million, guys, for one camera. This is why it's always good to keep. Don't always sell your old items, your old stuff. Even if, guys, if you have a Nintendo 64, even if you have a PS3, save it, guys. You have old items, they're not in production anymore. You guys can, you know, within years, it's going to be worth a lot more. Okay, so this is, you know, a rare prototype, right? So it could be an example, but I mean, you know, you have products like this for one camera, guys, and people are actually looking to buy it, right? Because it's that special prototype. It's that only one or a couple in the world have been made ever in history. And so having those rare prototypes is very important to some people, right? So there's always an audience and a buyer for things like that. So if you guys want to learn more about that too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there as well too, guys. All right. So that is pretty much the news we're going to be taking for today. If you guys want to learn more about some tech updates, product updates, as well as too, guys, go ahead, follow us on our Facebook page. It's called The Real EAD. That's all one word, The Real EAD. Also, we have our Instagram page too, where we do product updates and tech deals as well too, on our Instagram page, which is called at Official Electronic Editions. That's at Official Electronic Editions, all one word. And most importantly, please visit our official website, electroniceditions.net. There you will definitely find daily blog posts about new relevant tech info, as well as as well as new products, tech products, and tech deals on the weekly. So definitely check it out. That's electroniceditions.net. And guys, without further ado, we're going to let you guys go. Hopefully you guys are having a great day. It's going to be a great week, great weather. Stay safe, stay clean, and let's keep learning. Let's keep staying updated, guys. Let's keep staying up. All right. So I'll see you guys soon in the next.